This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. Bruchim Abom to the Kollel Agra DePirka Monday afternoon National Shir. Parshas B'Shalach. We have amazing material today. Fasten your seatbelts. Brace yourselves for the splitting of the Yamsuf and the mystical way with which that was accomplished. We're going to learn today a subject that we've learned some of the fundamentals of, but now we take it to a new level. The Torah, in describing Paro's chase after the Bnei Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "Vayikach sheish meois rechev bachur v'chol rechev Mitzrayim," and he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt. So the Arizal asks the following question. The Arizal asks, if he already took all the choicest, if he already took all the chariots of Egypt, why does it have to say, and he took 600 choice chariots? He took everything. It says, Kol Rechav Mitzrayim. Once he took Kol Rechav Mitzrayim, why say, Vayikach Sheish Meois Rechav Bachur? He took everything. So then why the need to say Sheish Meois? When the Beis HaMikdash stood, one of the mitzvahs that we fulfilled on Sukkot is the mitzvah of Arava. How would we fulfill the mitzvah of Arava? There was a place below in Yerushalayim. It's called Moitzi. It's called Moitzi. And they would go down there. They would collect from there the Aravais. And they would attach it to the side of the Mizbeach with the heads of the Arava bent on top of the Mizbeach. They blew the shofar, and they would call out, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, Rabbi Huda Omer. No, they wouldn't say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Instead, they said, Ani Vahoy Hoshiana. Fine, Ani Vahoy Hoshiana. What does it mean, Ani Vahoy Hoshiana? So, Rashi says, Ana Hashem is the gematria of Ani Vahoy. Ani Vahoy is Gematria 78, the same as Ana Hashem. So instead of saying Ana Hashem, they said Ani Vahoy. Ani Vahoy is Gematria 78. But then Rashi brings another pshat, that Ani Vahoy are two of the 72 different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean, two of the 72 different names? We know, and we've spoken about this many times, that in this week's parasha, Perek Yud Dalid, Psukim Yud Tes through Chaf Aleph, we have three consecutive Psukim that have 72 letters. Vayasa, Vayavoy, Vayet. Each of these three Psukim have 72 letters. And if we use a special mystical formula called Yoishar, Hafuch, Yoishar, which means we take the first letter of the first Pasuk, that's a Vav, the last letter of the second Pasuk, that's a Hey, the first letter of the third pasuk, that's above, we get one name of Hashem. That's the first name of Hashem. The next, if you take, let's say, the 37th letter of the first pasuk, Aleph, the 37th to last of the second, Nun, the 37th of the third, Yud, you get Ani. Actually, because there's 72 different names, and the 72 different names can be broken up into two columns. Name number one is Vahoy. Name 37 is Ani. Those are the two head names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Vahoy Hoshiana. Ani Vahoy Hoshiana. But actually, friends, what's amazing is that means if there are a total of 72 different names, each one consisting of three letters, that means the full name of Hashem is 72 times 3, 216. Says Reb Yaakov Abichatzera, the grandfather of the Baba Sali, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday, that of this, if you take all 72 names, they comprise together the full name of Hashem, which is 216 letters, and that is why on the Kohen Gadol. This was the 216 letter name of Hashem, was the name the Kohen Gadol would say on Yom HaKippurim when he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the name of the area that he would go into is called Devir. That's why it's called Devir Kodshecha. Devir is Gematria 216, because it was in that location that the Kohen Gadol would mention the full 216 letter name of Hashem. So here we're learning something out of this world, that we've learned many times that the 72 letter name of Hashem is associated with Kriyas Yam Suf, but now we're learning that there's significance not just to the number 72, but 72 times 3 is 216. And 216 is the full name of Hashem, Devir Kodshecha. The Maram Shif in his Drashas at the end of Masech Techulen says, with this we can understand the meaning of the pasuk, Vayikach sheish meois rechev bachur. Comes the Maram Shif, the great commentary on Shas, and he says the word meois could also be read meois. Vayikach sheish. Paroi took the number 6. Meois rechev. He took the letter 6 from the letter. From meaning ois could mean a word also. He took 6 from the word rechev. Rechev is 222. And if you subtract from 222, 6, you get 216. Paroi knew that the Yam Suf would be split with the 216 letter name of Hashem, the 3 consecutive psukim of 72, 72, 72. So Paroi wanted to counteract the power of sanctity of 216 Lekedusha, so he counteracts it by utilizing 216 bituma. Vayikach me'osheish. He took 6 me'ois rechev from the word rechev, which is 222. And you know what he's left with? Bachur. Bachur. 216. Oyoy menoira. Since the Yam Suf was split with the 216 letter name of Hashem, so Paroi wanted to counteract the 216 letters of Kedusha. So what did he do? Vayikach sheish. He took 6. What did he take it from? Me'ois rechev. He took it from the word rechev. Rechev is 222. He took 6 from 222. He gets 216. Nishar, you're left with bachur. Vayikach sheish. Me'ois rechev bachur. Oyoy Menoira, says the Maram Shif. By the way, that which the Maram Shif says, that he's left with 216 in Tuma, is very cryptic and concealed. But this commentary comes from the Arizal on the Shar HaKavanos, where the Ari, and also he brings it in Sefer HaLikutim, that Paroi knew that Klal Yisrael would be leaving Mitzrayim with the force of the Shem Ayin Beis, which has 216 letters. Therefore, Paroi came to counteract it with the Koyach HaTuma of 216. By taking 6 from 222, he's left with Bachur, and this name of Tuma went to battle Klal Yisrael. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to counteract Paroi? Hashem wants to now minimize 1 from the number of Paroi. Paroi has 6 less than Bachur, so Hashem is going to minimize Paro's 216. How? Markavais Paroi v'chela Yara v'ayam. Yara is 215. God took away 1 from Paroi's 216. He made it 215, and now Paroi doesn't have the capacity of 216 to counteract the Mitzrayim. Okay, here we go. Now, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Maimon Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchais, and Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah. If you look in the Yalkut Ruveni and Parshas Kisisa, each Luach had 108 Tfachim. The Siman is Shem Sam Loi Choik. Choik 108. Each luach had 108 tefachim. Total of 216 tefachim. Keneged, the 216 letters of the 72 different names that come from Hashem's special name. The simon is Vayavar Hashem Alpanav. The word Vayavar has Ayin Beis, 72, and Resh Yud Vav, which is 216. So we see that the Luchais themselves are Merames to the 216. Each Luach had 116 Tvachim. Together, they add up to 216. Therefore, the Yamsuf split through the number 216 in order for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah. Furthermore, the Pasuk says, Toiri Shemoy Yadi, Amar Oyev, Erdoif Asig, Achalek Shalal, Timla Imoy Nafshi, Arik Charbi, Toiri Shemoy Yadi. Menachem Mendel of Rimanov explains that Paroi thought that the splitting of the Yam was through Kishuf. Like the Pasuk says, Vishali Shim Al Kulai. The Pasuk, Toiri Shema Yadi, says Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, you could unscramble to read Shemois, Shemois, Resh Yud Vav. Toiri Shema Yadi, Toiri Shema, Shemois, Shin Mem Vav Tav. And Resh Yud Vav. The name 216. Rabbeinu Yaakov Abichatzera, the Abir Yaakov, points out that in the introduction to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says three words that have 216 in it. Vayosha Hashem Vayoy Mahu Asisrael Miyam Yitzrayim. Vayar. Vayar has Resh Yud Vav. Vayar Yisrael Sayyar Agdoila, Resh Yud Vav. Vayiru'u ha'ames Hashem, Resh Yud Vav. These psukim, as an introduction to Kriyas Yamsuf, all have Resh Yud Vav in it. These words are merames to the word Resh Yud Vav. That's the name Hashem used to bring revenge to the Mitzrayim. Why does it say it three times? So says Rabbi Yaakov Abichatzera, 216 times 3 is 648. Taf Resh Memches, which are the letters Tacharim, to destroy, which God did to the Egyptians, and Tirachim, to have mercy, which God did to the Jewish people. So it comes out that Hashem redeemed the Jewish people, not just with the 72 names, but with the all-encompassing lettering of these 72 names, a total of 216. The Chassam Sofer brought in Oiro's Chassam Sofer and Parshas B'Shalach, on the pasuk, Vayomer el amoy, Hinei am b'nei Yisrael, Ravi atzum mimenu. The Chassam Sofer points out that the Rosh Teva is am b'nei 72. Yisrael rav v'atzum, Rosh Teva is 216. So in the beginning of the Golos, Hashem was makdim refuah tamaka, and he's mechin the geula, to show that in the beginning of the Tzara already, it's Merumas 72, 216. Am B'nei 72. Yisrael Rava Atzam 216. Already by the Bris Ben Abisarim, it was Nispaser to Avram Avinu on the Golos Mitzrayim and the redemption. Like it says, Vayihi Hashemesh Ba'a Va'alata Haya V'hinei Sanur Ashan V'lapid Eish Asher Avar Bein HaGezarim Ha'ila. Comes Megala Amukos, Parshas Lech Lecha, and he says the words Avar Ben HaGezarim is like Avar Ben Gizrei Yamsuf. It's like it's a remez to Legoizer Yamsuf Legzarim. And there's also merames that Hashem split the Yam with the 72 letter name. Says Megala Amukos that we brought earlier. Paroi came with the Koyach HaTumah of 216. Paroi wanted to counteract. Hashem split the Yam with the 216 letters of the name. Paroi came to counteract that. So Megala Amukos has a little bit of a different spin on this. He says, originally the Mitzrayim enslaved Klal Yisrael with the Koyach HaTumah of 215. That comes from the Soifei Tevois, Ki Ger Yia Zaracha. Ki Ger Yia. Ki Ger Yia is 215. And that was Nisbatel Lagamri at Kriyas Yamsuf, Yara Bayam. That was Mikayach, the Shem Ayin Bez, that has 216 words. In other words, in the world of the Megala Amukos, the battle was in the number 215. Namely, the Mitzrim were Meshabed Klal Yisrael with the Koyach HaTuma, Reish Yud He, Reish Yud He, and this came from the Shem Ayin Bez of 216 letters. But in other words, that Paray enslaved us with Kiger Yia Zaracha, and the Koyach HaShibud was Nisbatel with Yara Bayam. So Paray enslaved us with the number 215, and the Shibud was Nisbatel Yara Bayam. Furthermore, the Zayar says that by Avram Avinu, when he was traversing through the land of Israel, it says Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz. The Zayar says, why does it say Vayavar? Why not Vayelech? Says the Zayar, the word Vayavar is also Merames to the Shem Ayin Beis. That was the Shem that was Niskala when Hashem was Megala, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz was a connection, is connected to Vayavar Hashem Alpanav Vayikra. Here's another amazing reference to the 216. Does anybody know there's a mitzvah of challah in Masechta Challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled? How much dough is chayiv in challah? 5 quarters of kemach. What does that mean? Chameshes Revaim kemach. 1.25 kemach. What is the shear, the Rif says? 43.2 eggs. 43.2 eggs. The Shach says, Gematria Chala. Chala is 43. And the Hey at the end is the Chaymesh. So 43.2. So think about it. The shear Chala, 43.2. 43 and a fifth. The Sefer Seder Ta'amim says something amazing. We know that Hashem's name is 216 letters. How many fifths of Chala is the Shir Chala? 43 plus 1. So how many fifths in 43? Well, 215 plus 0.2 plus another fifth. There are 216 fifths in the Shir Challah, which is also merames to the 216 letters of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get it? 43.2 eggs, or 43 and a fifth eggs. That's 216 fifths of a Be'ah. We brought earlier from the Arizal, the Pasuk, Sus v'reichvai yara bayam. The horse and the chariot was thrown into the sea. That's a remez to the downfall of Paray. The word Yara are the letters Resh Yud He. Paray came with the number, the letter Resh Yud Vav, and Hashem took away from that one in order to throw him down. So he started off with 216. He took away one to go down to 215. So we know that in Baba Kama, when it talks about the Arba Avos Nazikim, Hashar, Habar, Hamave, Vehaever, it says by each one, Loi Harezeh, Karezeh, Veloi Harezeh, Karezeh. The Sefer Zuchus Avos, Rabbi Yaakov Finzi, in his Hakdama to Avos, says that these Arba Avos are a remez to the Koyach HaTuma. Therefore, it says by each one, Hare, to show that the Koychos HaTuma were Nismait, and they reach the minion Resh Yud He. Okay. Furthermore, Chazal tell us in Bereishis Rabbah that Avram Avinu was Mekayim even Eruvei Chatzeros, like it says, Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvoisai Chukoisai V'soiroisai. explains the Bnei Yisachar the depth of the kavana of the meaning over here. The Bnei Yisachar explains why was Avraham specifically observant in Eruve Chatzeros. The Bnei Yisachar says, mystically, Avraham Avinu knew how to be mechaber the Sfirois Netzach and Hoid, which are called Batei HaChatzerim, the outer courtyards. And Eruv, again, Eruv is the letters Ayin Beis, 72, Reish Yud Vav, 216. So again, we see the connection of these special numbers to many of the mitzvahs that we have. The Gemara tells us in Psachim Kuf Yud Chesamad Beis that Hashem wanted the Yam to spit out the Mitzrim to the dry land so that the Bnei Yisrael should see them dead on the seashore. And God repaid them in the war against Sisra. Hashem, meaning Hashem, repaid the Yam in the war of Sisra by paying the Yam 1.5 times overtime. How? With 900 chariots of Sisra. So in times of Paroi, there were 600 chariots, and the times of Sisra, there were 900 chariots. So the downfall of Sisra was the completion of the downfall of the Mitzrim. Says the Sefer Beis Aroin that Alpida Arizal, we understand this calculation more compellingly. Paroi came with the number 216. Hashem was mevatel it by turning 216 into Yara Bayam, 215. This is Merumas when Hashem told Paroi, Loi Nishar Ad Echad, I'm going to take away one. That's why in the times of Sisra, it says, Vayipol Komachne Sisra Lefichorov, Loi Nishar Ad Echad, to juxtapose the fall of Sisra to the split of the Yamsuf. Because through the fall of Sisra, Hashem paid the Sar Hayam. Meaning why? By the downfall of Sisra do we have this similar type of thing, this same Lashon of Leinishar Ad Echad, because the downfall of Sisra was in a way the completion of Kriyas Yamsuf. But here's something we have to understand. We brought earlier in the name of the Arizal that which Paroi came with the Koyach of 216, we learn from Vayikach Sheish, he took six, from the word Rechev. So from 222, he took away six, and he was left with Bachur, he was left with 216. But if he only needed 216, why did he start with 222, knock it down six, and then go to 216? If he only needed 216 to counteract 216 of Kedusha, so then let him start with 216. Why did he start with 222 and knock it down to 216 in the first place? So, Rav Nosson Gestetner explains this based on a Gemara Psachim Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to make a Suda for the Tzadikim on the day that Hashem will repay the Jewish people. After they eat and drink, they're going to give to bench to Avram Avinu, and Avram's going to say, I can't bench, Yishmael came from me. They're going to give to Yitzchak to bench, he's going to say, I can't, Esav came from me. They're going to say to Yaakov, bench, he says, I can't, I married two sisters. They're going to say, Moshe, bench, he says, no, I can't go into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to say to Yeshua, bench, he says, I can't, I never had a son. They're going to say to David, bench, he's going to say, yes, Ani Avorech, V'li Noel Avorech, Shenemar, Kois, Yeshuais, Esa. This shows that David is the one who's right to make a bracha on Kois Yeshuais. The Gemara says in Yuma, on Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, how big is the Kois of David? Koisi Revaya, Revaya! 200. And 21. Revaya is Gematria, 221. David's cup was 221 lug. Says Rav Nosson Gestetner that Paroi knew that Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, that the Ga'ulas Mitzrayim, is the predecessor of the Gula Hasida, and the Malchus based David is going to be Mevarech on the Gula Hasida with a cup of 221. So Pari is coming to counteract the Koyach of 221. That's why he took Rechev, 222. He started with 222. Why did he start with 222? He's coming to counteract David's Koyach of Geul of 221. Because he thought Klal Yisrael was going to be worthy of the Gula Hasida. But when he realized, nah, they're not yet roy for the Gula Hasida. They're only going out with 216. So therefore he was able to take away 6 from the 222 to get to 216 in order to be mevatel the 216 of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, after he realized that they were not going to Bizoicha to the Gula Hasida, he was able to take away 6 from 222 and go to 216. Now, the Rav Nosson Gestetner continues that La'asid Lavai, they're going to say to David, Toil Ubarech! They're going to say, take the Kayach of 222 and be Mevatel, the Rechev of Paroi. And they're going to say, B'choireyam harakta, B'choireyam is 222, you killed, U'v'charcha ga'alta, and you redeemed your kayach of 222. So now we're learning why Paroi began with 222. He thought he needed to be mevatel David's kayach of 221, but it turned out that he didn't need to do it, so he was able to chisel away at 6 of them. He only needed 216 to counteract the kayach that Klal Yisrael had of the Shem of Hashem of 216. But friends, we still need to think about what is the special designation of the number 216 that with the Koyach of this minion we left Mitzrayim. And I found an amazing explanation in the Sefer Yad David of Rav David Oppenheim, the Av Beis Din of Prague, at the end of Parshas Emor. He says, you know, we find in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Iker Shibud Golos was 216 years. You know, even though, by the way, there are many sources that we were in Mitzrayim 210 years, like the count Redu, 210, but that's if you count from when we actually went down to Mitzrayim. But, you know, from the birth of Menashe and Ephraim, a certain level of subjugation began. And from the birth of Menashe and Ephraim, we were in Egypt 216 years. Wow. Now we're learning the significance of 216. Because even though until now, when you were in yeshiva, they told you 210, that's because you weren't ready to hear another sophisticated way of looking at it. But now that you've matured and you want to upgrade your understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a number 216. So just to share with you, you know, there are various numbers. There's a number 430 from the Bris Bein HaBesarim, 400 from the birth of Yitzchak, 216 from 216 from the birth of Menashe and Ephraim, 210 from when the Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, 117 from when Levi died, 86 from when Miriam was born. There are many different calculations. By the way, the Reb David Oppenheim, the Rav of Prague, who had one of the most extensive and important libraries in the world, he said that the heat of the Lechem HaPanim was preserved for 216 hours to commemorate the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Yad David, now we understand the practice of Moshe Rabbeinu, why he first sent away Tzipora, his wife, and then he brought her back. And we'll also understand, you know, a Ger Mitzri is only Usser for 3 generations, and then the Ger Mitzri is Mutter. Why? Says Rav David Oppenheim. How long is one generation? The Chizkuni says a generation is 72 years. Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Mispar Yamecha Amalei. So it comes out that Golos Mitzrayim, which was 216 years from the birth of Ephraim and Manasseh, was for three generations. A generation is 72 years. Three generations is 216. That's why a Ger Mitzri cannot come into the Kahal until three generations, because they subjugated us three generations, so we don't allow an Egyptian to come into our community for three generations, because Shibud Mitzrayim was Shalosh Dorois. Therefore, you know, before we left Mitzrayim, Moshe was very nervous to stay with Tzipora. Tzipora was a third generation from Hagar HaMitzris. Moshe thought that the stay in Mitzrayim would be longer. And if it would be longer, then we would be in Egypt four generations, and then Tzipora would be aser to him. So Moshe had to separate from Tzipora. He thought we would be there longer. It would be already a fourth generation. He would not be able to stay with Tzipora. But after he got word that they're leaving now, so Yisroi sent back Tzipora. He says to Moshe, you can take her back. Three generations are up. Says the Reb David Oppenheim, that's why we say in the Haggadah, V'ilu loy gal Hashem Hashem Misham, hare anu ubanenu uvnei banenu mishubad mayinu lefaroi, because we were in fact in Mitzrayim 216 years, three generations. Now, we know there's a famous principle that the events of the Exodus, the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, were a pre-enactment, a precursor, a Masei Avos Simen Labanim, to the final redemption. We know the way that Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim is Paroi took away 6 from 222 to make it 216 to counteract our koyach of the name of Hashem of 216. So how did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? He minimized 216 of Paroi, Markavois Paroi, Yara. He made it 215. The way Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is He minimized Paroi by 1. So too, the Halakha Yismach Moshe says that La'asid Lavai, the way Hashem is going to take us out of Mitzrayim, is we know the Samach Mem, his full name is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, Gematria 131. The way Hashem is going to take us out of Mitzrayim, the way He's going to neutralize the Samach Mem, will be parallel to how Hashem took us out of Egypt. Just like He took us out of Egypt by minimizing by 1, 220, 216 to Yara 215, God will minimize the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed to just 130. This is Merumas in the Navi Yeshaya. Hine Hashem Roichev Al Av Kal. Like, just like Hashem minimized Paroi from Bachur 216 to Yara, God will minimize the Samach Mem and He'll become 130. Marv Rabbi Yisrael will end with the holy words of the Arizal, that if Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with 216, you would think somewhere in the Haggadah there should be a remez that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with the name 216. Says Ari, sure enough, the gematria of the very first words of the Haggadah, you might be familiar with them. Ha Lachma Anya. You ever hear those words? Do they sound familiar? Ha Lachma Anya. The gematria of Ha Lachma Anya is 216. 216. To be merames that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with the shame 216. Paroi tried to counteract that. Vayikach Sheish. From where? Meois, from the word Rechev, 222, and he was left with Bachur, 216. Hashem said, get lost. I'm going to minimize you to Yara, to 215. Friends, these are some of the great treasures that lay beneath the surface of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha. Kimeit Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois, where Hashem should minimize the Samach Mem by 1, and then he becomes a fleeting Av Kal, Av 72, Kal 130, to minimize the Koyach of the Samach Mem. We should all be Zoicha. Kimeit Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.